Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 16th of November of the year 2020. Happy Monday. On this day in history, in 1380, French King Charles VI declared no taxes forever, which is an attitude that many billionaires and corporations have taken for granted ever since. And in 1519, the entire city of Havana moved on this date to its current location to avoid mosquito infestations. That's like one summer night when a mosquito was buzzing around my ear and I couldn't find it and I can't kill it because I'm a Buddhist, so I just burned my whole house down and started again. In 1581, on this date, Tsar Ivan the Terrible attacked his son and only heir, Ivan Ivanovich, with a scepter after an argument leading to the latter's death 3 days later. That is a bad way to go. He died doing what he loved, being hit by a scepter. Your guest today on the podcast is the leader of the People's Republic of the People United, Comandante NATO Green, just back from his post-election holiday. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Alice. Hey, posters.
Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in fast food news, but first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, environmentalist Dale Vince, the founder of green energy firm Ecotricity and chairman of Forest Green Rovers Football Club, has developed an eco-friendly diamond that is formed by sucking carbon out of the air. Asked what his plan is for these carbon-neutral gems, Mr. Vince says he's hoping to be cast as the next hero or sympathetic villainous eco-terrorist in an upcoming action movie. I've just always wanted to threaten to mulch a Bond type, he said in a recent BBC exclusive interview, and I think that I'd look good with a scar. Would you buy an eco-friendly sky diamond?
No, I don't think so. I did. I mean, I'll do a lot of eco-friendly stuff, but I don't want diamonds. Like, you know, even if they...
Because diamonds are a girl's best friend, and I'm a subscriber to toxic masculinity.
That's right. You know how butch I am. I'm a real man.
Meanwhile, Canadian beavers have taken up sticks after news of the rats of New York earning the right to vote and having a pivotal part in the recent election that led to the election of Bob the Sentient Trash Island in America. It was only a matter of time before the slippery slope arguments of anti-rat speciesists started to be put to the test. Canadian beaver gangs are in talks with the Trudeau administration about their rights, holding the fresh water of Canada hostage. They've built dams blocking the flow of the previous H2O with flow-on effects into the United States, drying up rivers, creeks and canals. This is our damn water, exclaimed Jean Guy, the leader of the Beaver Union. The sound of thousands of beavers slapping their tails in support is something I'll never forget.
Oh, true don't.
Yeah, am I right? Meanwhile, Glaswegian scientists discover the cure for corona and have celebrated so hard that they burned down the lab and lost it. After nearly a year of trying to discover a vaccine for COVID-19, a group of Glaswegian scientists claim to have come up with a cure, but accidentally possibly drank it during post-discovery celebrations. People are concerned about this news spreading, both because they're worried about the impact that it'll have on society and because they're worried that it's an incredibly racist joke about Glaswegians. And that's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because you can't be what you can't buy. Your father is dying. It wasn't supposed to end this way. You had a difficult relationship with him, but you've always wanted his approval. Now it's a race against time where you must take a leap of faith, both proverbial and literal. A final test. It's life or death. You've just watched a man turn to dust before your very eyes. They didn't teach you about this at archaeology school. The man that calls you junior, only 12 years your senior, is crying out for aid. Maybe this truly will be your last crusade. Luckily, you have half a grail of water. Brought to you by Half a Glass of Water and its brand association with Indiana Jones.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story, fast food news. Nato Green, you look unhealthy. What's happening in the world of fast food right now?
What an amazing time to be alive, Alice. We are in the golden age of fast food innovation. People think that the coronavirus has done damage to the world of fine dining, but in fast food it's going great. For instance, Dunkin' Donuts launched a spicy ghost pepper donut with strawberry icing for when you want to sleep into a diabetic coma at the exact moment that Ghostbusters make your butthole burn hotter than a California wildfire in September. Papa John's has introduced the cheeseburger pizza. Like, sometimes I want a pizza and sometimes I want a cheeseburger. Why not both at the same time? It's a pizza, but with zesty pickles, melty cheese, and burger sauce. I don't know about you, Alex, but this addresses one of my major life problems. My top three biggest grievances in life are climate change, COVID-19, and pickles that are insufficiently zesty. Finally, Papa John has devised a major breakthrough in pickling technology to cross the zestiness Rubicon. And burger sauce? Are you shitting me? It's on a pizza, so you might think they'd go with a tomato sauce or a pesto. But Papa John can't be contained. The recipe is a heavily guarded trade secret, but I tested it in the lab and can share this Last Post exclusive that the burger sauce is a delectable blend of 1,000 Island salad dressing and half a glass of water. Meanwhile...
Hey, they're not shitting you, Nato. You're shitting yourself.
Kentucky Fried Chicken replacing finger-licking good sauce with KFC sauce. This is a public health measure for the age of coronavirus because finger-licking in 2020 tends to involve the taste of hand sanitizer, so we want to mix it up. The KFC sauce features a sweeter, tangier mix with a kiss of smokiness, and in the age of megafires, too much smokiness can be triggering, which is why the kiss is the ideal unit of smokiness. The new sauce joins the other sauces, honey, barbecue, ranch, and hot sauce. The KFC sauce is called KFC sauce, but the other KFC sauces are not called KFC sauce, which raises the major metaphysical question of when is KFC sauce actually a KFC sauce? Is it the name or the ontological essence of the sauce?
Paternity test. Paternity test.
We end the fast food news on a sad note. The chicken sandwich wars have been raging since 2019, are continuing with no end in sight. Nominal efforts at shuttle diplomacy were ineffectual at averting the multilateral quagmire. It began when Popeye's Chicken released a chicken sandwich, leading to rioting and marauding raiders raiding drive-through lines. If you were an idiot, you would think that Popeye's previously offered chicken and biscuits, which can be combined into something vaguely resembling a sandwich, but that's why you have no future in the fast food business. Like the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand in Sarajevo in 1914, the Popeye sandwich led to an escalating confrontation that ultimately drew in McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and the Great Chicken Sandwich Wars of 2020. Wendy's needed to respond in time, and finally, this week, they did. The Wendy's chicken sandwich represents a turning point in the war with a sandwich that claims to be both crispy and juicy.
Whoa. It's against science. What are you, playing God, Wendy?
Get a grip, Wendy. other chains were focusing on other aspects of the sandwich, like the seasoning and the breading and the type of bread, perhaps the zestiness of the pickles, but no one had ever thought before this week of possible innovations in the area of crispiness and juiciness. And we hope that the crispy, juicy Wendy's chicken sandwich will finally bring peace in our time in the chicken sandwich wars.
Well, thank you. That's all the time we have for our top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us. I don't know why I said it with such excitement. You can write to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. I have excitement because I always hope they're going to be good, and instead they're usually stupid. This one comes in from Jay saying, "Dear Alice and today's unalloyed example of comedy perfection." That's you today, NATO.
I'll take it.
And a good start. "Every week at the end of your show, you plug your social media accounts and clarify the spelling of your Twitter handle." Yes, that's because alliterative, spelled properly, is normally with two L's, but I'm doing it as a pun on my name, Alice, which has only one L, A-L-I, alliterative. Anyway.
Have you thought about adding a second L to your name?
I have not, and I refuse to think about it even though you've brought it up. "I'm terrible with spelling and struggle to remember more than a few letters at a time when read out in such a manner. It's much easier for me when I can see the word written down and process it in my own time. Is there any way you could share the spelling of your Twitter account in writing, possibly by posting it somewhere online via social media? Best wishes, Jay. P.S. Good luck to you, Christopher. Jay." I mean, Jay. NATO, have you got anything to say to Jay before I tell him he's an idiot? Or she?
Jay, I have bad news for you. I'm not going to put you into the gender binary like Alice is.
Sorry.
But I will say, I wish you the best of luck. Alice, me, other people who know Alice have cleverly hidden the correct spelling of alliterative all over the internet. And all you have to do to find it is just Google alliterative.
You can Google my name, Alice Fraser. You could Google The Last Post podcast. You could Google Tea with Alice. You could Google almost anything that has anything to do with anything I've ever done, and my social media accounts will come up. So I can only assume that you've asked this question specifically to be stupid in a way that makes you feel smart. And I'm not going to do you the credit of saying that your letter is stupid, because we all know that it is stupid. And I can only assume that you wanted me to call you stupid in a way that is, like, potentially sexual. And as such, good on you.
They could even Google comedians named Alice, and and you and Alice Wetterlin would come up. And then by process of elimination.
Yeah, by process of elimination. Or you can just not follow me on social media. Because if you can't figure out social media, you could just write my name, Alice R. Fraser, into your search bar on Twitter or Instagram. I will probably come up. And if I don't, then you don't deserve me. If you can't handle me at my spelled correctly, you can't handle me at my spelled wrongly.
You know what? I will see you on that. And I will raise you that if you can't spell alliterative correctly, then the comedy of Alice Fraser is not for you. And I wish you all the best of luck enjoying the work of Joe Rogan.
I regret starting this whole bit of me being annoyed at people writing in, because it's exhausting to be angry and I'm not good at it. I felt like this would be like a low stakes way for me to practice drawing boundaries and calling people out on their bullshittery. But it's turned into a noose that I've petarded on my own Spurs.
It's an albatross.
It's an albatross.
Which is also your Twitter handle.
Albatross, but with two L's. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was the magnificent NATO Green. NATO, have you got anything to plug?
You can find me at NATO Green on Twitter or Mr. NATO Green on Instagram. Check out my comedy albums on the comedy album things where you stream and download comedy. Or Laughter Against the Machine series streaming on Means TV with me and W. Kamau Bell and Janine Brito. And also, when in doubt, take to the streets. Shut them down.
Shut them down. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle podcast's production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. I don't think that I need to explain that bit again. Or for a one-stop shop of all of my stand-up specials, podcasts, and blogs, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes pass into my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, the editor, and the iron fist inside his velvet glove is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.